Elizabeth Warren rebukes Pompeo's delusional and dangerous remarks on smooth transition to a second Trump administration. By Hannah Blow on November 11, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, rebuked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, R, for telling reporters that there will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration, calling his remarks delusional and dangerous. This isn't just delusional, it's dangerous. The peaceful transition of power is a cornerstone of our democracy, Warren said in an angry tweet on Tuesday, declaring Joe Biden, D, the unequivocal winner of the presidential election. At Joe Biden won this election, and this administration needs to accept the results and let him get to work, she added. Warren's rebuke followed Pompeo's Tuesday press conference in which the Secretary of State responded to a reporter who asked if the State Department was preparing to work with the Biden transition team. There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration, he told reporters. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there will be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly, he explained. Pompeo added that the country must count every legal vote and ensure that any vote that wasn't lawful be exposed and disposed of. We've got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right. We're in good shape, he said. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, chided his Democrat counterparts on Monday, reminding them that they spent 4 years questioning the legitimacy of Trump's presidency and attempting to remove him from office. Let's not have any lectures, no lectures, about how the president should immediately cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate too if they lost again, only if they lost. McConnell added that Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.